Good morning, beloveds. Psalms 83 this morning, and we're doing the last two verses, verses 17 and 18.
Let them be put to shame and dismayed forever. Let them perish in disgrace, that they may know that you alone, whose name is the Lord, are the Most High over all the earth.
Hallelujah. You know, I trust and I believe each and every one of us is so happy that the Lord introduced himself to us, that we came to that place of realizing that that God is Most High. It's the earth is his idea, we are his idea, and everything he made, everything made that works comes from him. And that's so beautiful. And so he brought us to that place where we at one time we used to live out our will and believe this is right and believe the whole lot of lies. But praise God, because God drew near to us, we had repercussions. We saw certain things are wrong, and we also started seeing the goodness of the Lord, that he protected us. I remember specifically as in darkness, in deception, in lies, not born again. I would still remember the verse, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil. And I saw how God carried me in the midst of the situation. That situation didn't overwhelm me. And then there were times in that day I would land up in horrible places because of my attitude, because of my belief. But I would call on the Lord and the Lord would come through. And that made me realize he is a living God. He is alive and he works according to his word. And that got me to a point of surrender. So here we see as well, all these people in deception, believing the demonic lies that is there to hurting them and then hurting their children, hurting their family and hurting the world. It's something that we've got to turn away from. There is a big God, and this deception and this hurting that is taking place comes from a powerful being. It's demonic and his angels, but there's a more powerful being. There is the all-powerful God that is supreme, and he's got to come into the equation. So here we can just see we need to keep him in the equation. We need to keep speaking to him. And we see it's the same judgment as God drew. Let us see he's big and he's powerful and come to that place of total surrender. Each and every one of these people that are deceived and busy with these wrong agendas, they need to come to that place as well. I think of the most important and powerful thing in Ephesians 6 from verse 10 on, talking about the armor of God and being strong in God's goodness. And one of the most important things of the goodness of God is the things of prayer. But then if we just say prayer, it can sound so religious and it's something we just do every now and again. But if we think of prayer as talking to God, casting all your cares on him, if we think about it as he says, reason together with me. And when we're reasoning with God, we pray. And that is the thing. And then when we see that after it speaks about all every part of armor being put on, it says then praying at all times. And so we even need to see that armor was not put on without prayer. We put on truth. We wake to truth because we're reasoning. We're looking at something that's a lie. We're wanting to know what is true, what is lie, and then we're getting truth. And why? Because we're talking to God. We're getting into his word, and we're talking to him, and we're getting that. And then we talking to him when we start taking that to heart. You know, why is this so important, Lord? And because this is life and this sets free. And so we talk to God, and we our hearts become assured we got a living God that has provided for us. And then we walk in it again talking to him. Yeah. And then taking hold of this reality of a very present God that loves us and has provided so that we can overcome, that we can stand, and we can be everything God made us to be. So guys, I just want to encourage us in that God is the biggest, the best, and that's who we have. He is our Father. We have the Father, we have the Son, we have the Holy Spirit, we have two-thirds of the angels, and that's the most important, and that's what we got to rejoice in, and just keep our hearts in, and our head in, and our walk in, and stand in this great reality. Amen.
Amen.